Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy to welcome to the show,
sir,
national champion Georgia Bulldog offensive lineman Justin Schaefer. Justin, first off, thanks so much for the time today. How are you?
No problem. Thank y'all for having me. I'm good.
Yeah, absolutely, man. What's the last?
Damn dogs, man! I'm just still excited, bro. Still excited, my bad.
What's the last week been like, man? It's been a week now since you guys have been national champions. What's it been like?
Man, it's been crazy. Like, just going through all the little pre-draft stuff, trying to figure out an agent and stuff, where I'm going to train, and trying to really get over the fact that I won a national championship at the same time.
Justin, you know, and Kirby talked about this at the parade and everything, about the – when was it that you guys decided that everybody was going to come back? All you guys that had the eligibility to leave last year and everything, and after the Cincinnati game, it seemed like did all y'all collectively get together, Justin, and say, we're going to come back and have one more run at it, or was it just randomly guys coming back?
I mean, just sitting thinking about it. Well, for me, I know for me, sitting thinking about the decisions and thinking about the bonds and the brotherhood that we created, and we felt like we had something special. So we all the seniors talked about it, came together, we were like, we got something very special. JD really came to all the seniors, he was like, Jordan Davis, not JD, but Jordan Davis came to all of us, and he was like, I feel like we can have something special just looking at the team and how we played, coming out from Cincinnati game all the way to the next championship.
Yeah, he was right. You guys were all right. You came back and reached the ultimate goal. I wonder, you know, you're talking about making that decision with that group. Did that group have any conversation after the game and in the last few days since you guys have been national champions to sort of look at each other and say, hey, we did it. Like, we made the choice to come back and we were actually able to pull it off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We talked about it on the way back from the stadium, going back to the hotel after the game. We was like, we talked about this way back last December after the Cincinnati game. We knew we had something special, and that we just legend. Like, can't nobody take that from us.
Justin, you're one of my favorite linemen because I know you. Whenever I see you jumping up, and I know something good is happening. You're always the first one in the end zone and everything, but you worried me a little bit, big man. National championship game, the flying over the pile. Now, I know it's just effort and everything like that, but Jay, don't you had me scared a little bit now. Were you trying to land on somebody or go over the pile?
I was trying to land on somebody. I really was trying to, because at first it went from a small pile just like moving. So like my high school coach Earl from Cedar Grove, he always told me like, if it's a pile, go dive in to go finish it. And ever since then, I always had that mentality. If I see a pile, I'm either going to push it or I'm going to jump in. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get them extra yards because every inch counts.
Yes, sir.
And the form was nice. Like that was like, that was full on Olympic like swan dive form to get on top of that pile like that.
When it happened, in my mind, I'm like, oh man, it's a flat.
So that's for me too.
Me too. Me too.
I think all of us were like, oh, no. Jay, when you and I know the biggest thing about this season was the quarterback position, because a lot of us coming into the season thinking that JT Daniels was going to be the guy. He goes down, Stetson becomes a starter and does not look back. The fate that y'all had in this young man from the time that Kirby basically said, you're the starting quarterback for the rest of the season, how did you see him grow as a leader of this football team since, you know, Kirby handed him that job?
I mean, just all 11 on offense, just being around him, creating that bond, and just making sure he was on the on the right path to help build something that had never been built in like 40 years. So, like, a person like me, I stayed in the ears and told Steph, like, Steph, just be you. When you come to game day, just be you. Just be 13. Like, be the player you were, just ball. Like, don't try to do more. Don't try to do nothing. And then, like, as the season went on, he started getting better. And he started, like, you could tell that he was getting in that groove. And he started stepping up and leading the offense the right way.
If you were Stetson Bennett, would you ride off into the sunset with the national championship, or would you run it back for another year and play quarterback?
If I'm him, like with this, it depends. Like with him, his situation different because he could come back, but at the same time, like it's all about like what he want to do. Just because like he got that option to either leave or come back, or he can get a group of guys how we did, how me, Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt, how we all did, James Cook, how we all sat down and talked about it, like we can have something special. He can take it in that scenario and run it back again and be 2-time national championship. Hmm.
Justin, I got a chance to talk to a couple of old teammates about this. We tweeted it out last week about the significance of having, I still call him my big brother today, Jonas Jennings, and then having Gant also on that staff, and the significance and the importance that they have to you guys.
Oh man, them two guys, they gonna support us through thick and thin, no matter the situation. They always a telephone call away. I can really say, like, being there 5 years, I appreciate everything they did because it all paid off, especially just listening to Jonas. Like, Jonas, like, we both offensive linemen, both from Atlanta, so we always had that bond just because we from the same area and we know we really ain't come from nothing. So we always just had that bond, just that good understanding because we both knew, like, what my goal was to graduate and become a national champ.
Georgia Bulldog national champion offensive lineman Justin Schaefer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You mentioned it a couple times now, Justin. Being from here, Cedar Grove High School, what's it been like with family and friends since you guys won the national championship last week?
Oh, man. Everybody that's from the same city I'm from, everybody's just proud of me, just calling me neighborhood hero and just showing how much, like how much that national championship really meant to not only my city but the whole state of Georgia.
Justin, as we know, you talked about it earlier, you're in the process of hiring an agent and getting yourself ready for the training and all those different things. Are you planning any of these postseason bowls?
Yeah, I'm planning the Senior Bowl.
Oh, good. Okay.
What's that process like now? I mean, you said it, you're looking for an agent and where you're going to train and all that, but is that sort of from now until the draft, Senior Bowls and working out and just trying to get as ready as you possibly can?
Yeah, actually, I already found my agent. I already found my agent. I'm actually in Texas now because that's where I'm working out at.
Okay.
So that whole process, I mean, I went through a whole different stage last week just thinking about, like, man, I ain't a college student no more. I won a national championship.
Right.
Agency, I'm going to go where I'm going to train. So it was a fun process, but a stressful process. But now that I'm back on the road, well, not really back on the road because I ain't really stopped for that long, but now that I'm back in the training mode, I'm just hitting the ground running like I did this last offseason.
Last one for me, Justin, and again, congratulations and everything like that. So proud of you guys. How did Kirby keep y'all focused all year, especially after that disappointing game against Alabama in the SEC championship game?
It started way back in the summer workout. We used to have these little breakup group sessions, and we always had these four traits: connection, effort, toughness, and resilience. So all those four traits, we just harped on them all season. And Coach Smarter come in with one or two keywords, like the beginning of the week, whoever we'll play. Like, we'll just harp on that one word. Like, for the national championship, it was just connection and composure. Just us playing together and just having good composure. So the whole week, we'll be screaming at everybody, screaming at practice, all the coaches. And I feel like those groups and, like, us just being together and the leaders on the team just being leaders and just taking everybody, all the leaders just grabbing everybody and putting them under their wing and just saying, look, we're just going to do this. We're going to do what Coach Lamont asks, you know what I'm saying? Just do the little stuff right, and it's all going to pay off at the end.
Justin, congratulations again.
Yes, sir.
Good luck with the next step. Thanks so much for the time today, man.
Good luck, homie.
No problem. Thank y'all for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.